On Saturday, April 25th, in the Banning Hall at the Stissing Center over in Pine Plains, New York, they're hosting the second annual Hudson Valley Puppet Slam, and it's described as a bold, playful, and wildly inventive puppetry. And here to talk with us about this today is the gentleman who is producing the show, Dove Manley. Welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
First, tell us what the Puppet Slam is and what people can expect to see.
Sure. So Puppet Slams actually go back to the late 90s. It started in the puppet communities of Boston and New York City. And it's kind of modeled after a poetry slam, like a late night poetry slam, where each performer can try different short form pieces. They're generally between 5 to 7 minutes long. They can go a little shorter. They can go a little longer. And each puppeteer brings something different to the show, whether it's a different style of puppetry, whether they're telling a story that's a little more heartfelt, a little more blue. In the past, we've even had things like puppet striptease, puppet gore. Sometimes a puppet can lose a limb. You never know what you're going to see.
That must be why it's adult only, huh?
Absolutely, yes.
How many performers will you have on stage that night?
We've got 8 performers and 9 acts. So we have one performer pulling double duty, doing 2 different acts for the evening.
What kind of puppets do they use? Are these string? Are they on the sticks? A hand? What do we see?
We've got as different type of puppet as there are different performers. So, you know, some performers do kind of traditional wheat paste found objects. Some people play with light and do different things with puppets and light. We've got traditional marionettes. We have traditional hand puppets. Object theater is also part of the puppet community. So we have everything across the board, all different styles and tastes.
You're the producer on this. You're not an actual player in this time.
Correct. Last year, I did have a piece in the show, but this year, I'm kind of just taking it easy and being the producer.
Well, being the second annual event, maybe you can give us a little history on how the Puppet Slam came to the Stissing Center.
We were actually approached by Safe Harbors of the Hudson in Newburgh back in 2024 and had us do a slam in the fall. They were interested in doing some adult puppetry, so I brought them the idea of the Puppet Slam. And then Brad Scher of Poughkeepsie is another colleague of mine. He's a puppeteer. And he has started the Hudson Valley Puppetry Festival over the past 3 years. So when we were looking for venues to perform at in 2025, we approached the Stissing Center with the idea of doing our slam there as well. So the Hudson Valley Puppetry Festival is the end of March through the end of April. Our first puppet slam at the end of March is done in Newburgh. And then the second puppet slam at the end of April is done in Pine Plains at the Stissing Center. We started that last year where we have 2 different puppet slams in 2 different spaces, and it's worked out fantastic. It's been great.
Are all of the performers from the Hudson Valley area, or are there people from outside?
We have a great lineup of performers from the Hudson Valley. We have people from New Paltz, Central Valley, Newburgh, Beacon. And then when we have to fill out our roster with other performers, I'm connected with the greater puppet community, as well as Brad, who I mentioned before. And we'll reach out to some of our friends. We've got a couple people coming in from Massachusetts. We have a performer coming up from New York City as well for this slam.
So there's a variety of types of acting, singing, dancing. What else?
I'm not sure about singing and dancing. We do have, like I said, object theater. People are telling stories from their own experience. They're telling stories that they really want to express. There was a story that I wanted to tell about the earth and how we need to be better to the earth and everything. And I was able to kind of delve into new materials, making puppets out of cardboard and trying out shadow puppetry for my first time at the last slam. And so we have people who are just telling different stories that speak to them or something that makes them have a sense of joy and whimsy that they want to share with the audience.
Well, sounds like an interesting show with a lot of variety there. We are talking to Dove Manley, who is producing this year's version of the annual Hudson Valley Puppet Slam at the Stissing Center over in Pine Plains. On Saturday, the 25th, it will be at 7:30 p.m., you can expect to see multiple performers. I believe you said there are 8 with various types of puppets and various messages to be given. Anything else we should add to this?
That's all. I mean, bring your inner child and have a good time. It's a lot of fun for everyone.
If you want to get tickets to that, you will go to the stissingcenter.org and you'll find a place to buy your tickets for that event. Once again, on Saturday, April 25th at 7:30 p.m., Stissing Center, Pine Plains.